All right, do you guys want to see a grown man completely rattled after being grilled in front of the Senate by one of our top dogs? Senator Tammy Duckworth, who is just an amazing politician, came out and obliterated Pete Hegseth's entire tenure at the Department of Defense in just a few-minute clip. I don't want to waste any time, so make sure you drop a like to boost this and hit subscribe below to join the crew and never miss another upload. We are going to punch back against MAGA, and it happens with you all. So subscribe to join Mockler Media. Check this out.
Senator Duckworth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In response to my colleague from Oklahoma, I believe the Secretary of Defense has just responded last week and admitted that the $1 billion mission that he led against the Houthis, who do not have a navy, has not restored the transit of U.S. flag commercial vessels through the Red Sea, and in fact has resulted in the loss of two F-18 Hornets to the tune of $60 million apiece, as well as I believe the last count was seven Reaper drones to the tune of another $200 million. You are blowing through money like my fellow cadets and I did in our first Liberty after basic camp. Luckily, I didn't end up with a questionable tattoo. Your failures, Mr. Secretary, since you've taken office has been staggering. You sent classified operational information over Signal to chest thump in front of your wife, who, by the way, has no security clearance, risking service member lives in the process. You blew the $1 billion fight against the Houthis, whom, again, as my colleague says, has no Navy, and yet you lost all of those aircraft. You've created such a hostile command environment that no one wants to serve as your chief of staff or work with you in other senior DoD leadership roles.
I'm sorry, the subject matter of this isn't funny, but I'm laughing my ass off because he's getting grilled.
But what we should all be talking about more than all of this is that you have an unjustified, un-American misuse of the military in American cities, pulling resources and attention away from core missions to the detriment of the country, the warfighters, and yes, the warfighting that you claim to love. I don't know if this is because you are too inexperienced and incompetent to understand the real threats facing our country, or if it's because you are just an unqualified yes man who can't tell the president how to keep Americans safe. You are focusing on renaming bases for Confederate generals. You said just now to Senator King that to a man and to a woman, we would rather be associated with the old Confederate names. Well, I am one of those women. I served at Fort Rucker, Alabama, a base that was named for a traitor who took arms against the United States of America, led troops who killed Americans. It was renamed for Mike Novosel, a Medal of Honor recipient, who in his citation for the Medal of Honor includes that he saved 29 American lives, to include hovering backwards in a helicopter towards an enemy bunker where a wounded American was laying and saved that person, including after being taken fire himself. I know a little something about what it takes to...
Sorry to pause because there's more, but this is a point that we need to be hitting on more. Not only is Trump restoring the names of Confederate bases, of Confederate soldiers to those bases, people that were traitors to our country, but in doing so, he's removing the names of Medal of Honor recipients. What Senator Duckworth was saying there was explaining somebody who flew a helicopter backwards into enemy fire to save the lives of 29 Americans. But apparently, some random Confederate soldier who had slaves and wanted black people to be enslaved is more important than that. It's frustrating.
To fly a helicopter when you've been hit by enemy fire, that was heroic. I'd rather be associated with Mike Novosel than a failed Confederate traitor. I don't know whether you are inexperienced or too incompetent, but I wonder when you will actually focus on our nation's warfighting mission. We know that California is just a deliberate, systematic, political, and dangerous campaign led by you. We should not be using our military to play cops against Americans. General Kane, as chairman, a key part of your job is to coordinate military planning across the joint force. Is the department currently incorporating into any military plans expanding the use of the reserve forces to include the National Guard or active duty troops to support domestic law enforcement, including in other locations in the United States?
Senator, you know, we carefully...
No, General.
Well, it's not really a yes or no question, Madam Senator. We plan all kinds of different things.
I think it is
I'm not aware of anything, but the reason why I'm answering is the TAGS may be looking at something that I'm not aware of.
What are you doing at your level? You're not aware of that being happening at your level? Because we know that on his first day, President Trump directed U.S. Northern Command to revise its unified command plan to add new planning requirements to combat, and I quote, criminal activities. A series of follow-up executive orders continue to redirect DOD priorities to supporting domestic law enforcement, including one in April that tells DOD, and I quote, use national security assets for law and order. In other words, do law enforcement's job. I'd like to enter these executive orders into the record, Mr. Chairman.
Is there objection? Without objection, so
ordered. Secretary Hegseth, you say you are focused on warfighting and warriors. These are your words. Yet you are diverting untold DOD resources and attention to a fundamentally non-military mission of domestic policing. Across the country, we have qualified police officers who are trained for that mission. They know those streets better than the Marines you deploy to Los Angeles, who normally focus on the Indo-Pacific.
Yep, there's more to the clip, but over and over, Governor Newsom and the LAPD and people in California said, we have it under control. We don't need you to override us and mobilize not only the National Guard, but the Marines. Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump mobilizing the Marines was a massive escalation, a waste of our resources, a misuse of military force, and you know, it's just disgusting, because then a few days later, Trump holds his military parade. It's just all pawns to him. Trump is playing optics with our military. He doesn't actually care about being effective, as we've heard.
And you recently approved 700 more troops in three other states to do admin and logistics works for ICE. You say all of this is valuable training, but I would much rather have our troops do tough, realistic training relevant to high-end combat. Instead of typing in spreadsheets for ICE, they should be conducting live-fire maneuver exercises. Instead of patrolling American neighborhoods and standing in front of federal buildings, they should be rehearsing call-for-fire missions. We have local police who can stand in front of those federal buildings. And the list of distractions goes on. You are encouraging the DOD workforce to go work for DHS in increasing numbers. You're pulling the military away from facing foreign enemies who literally say things like, death to America. And you're putting troops with weapons aimed at Americans. Mr. Secretary, let the military get back to its real job. Stop forcing them to do DHSs. And if you want to be DHS secretary, maybe you can apply for that job when you're fired from this one due to your incompetence.
Very, very well said from Senator Tammy Duckworth. Damn, what a political knife fighter, as I always say. Some people don't like that term, but that is what we need in the Democratic Party right now. Somebody who can hold Pete Hegseth's feet to the fire. And, like, the thing is, Senator Tammy Duckworth did that all without even talking about Signalgate, part one or part two. I mean, she did briefly mention Pete Hegseth adding his wife, who is not authorized, into the group chat. She did briefly mention that, but the point is, she didn't even go for any of the obvious main headlines. She literally broke down the numbers and said, dude, you've wasted $60 million on this plane, $60 million here, an extra $200 million here, and you have nothing to show for it. Pete Hegseth has nothing to show for any of it because, as the senator said, he is inexperienced, he doesn't know what he's doing, and that shows every single day. But to Trump, he's a pawn that Trump can control. And I'll just end off with this. A lot of this is fun and games for the Trump admin right now. For us, it's terrifying. But for the Trump admin, the Elon Musk stuff, it's fun and games. The Qatari jets, it's fun and games. But if the economy, when the economy starts to falter, as it is right now, people are going to start hyper-fixating on, you know, who's getting rich while I'm losing money? Who in this administration is benefiting while I'm not? And very quickly, we're going to see this incompetence manifest to a new level. People will start actually watching. So as the economy is tanking, people are looking at what Pete Hegseth is doing. They're paying attention to the admin and all of these quote-unquote fun and games. I know I keep calling it that. It's not fun and games for the vast majority of Americans. But for the Trump admin, they think it's all games. We can get away with this all. But you can't. It is going to backfire. It is actively backfiring if you look at the polling numbers. And we have to continually stay on message. So as the admin continues to falter, we are hyper-focusing, putting attention on Elon, Pete Hegseth, J.D. Vance, the people around Trump who are also incompetent, Tulsi Gabbard. And I'll leave it there. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to help boost this video. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.